And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? As we pointed out in our last lesson, Genesis 1 explains how God created humans in His image. That being the case, it is reasonable that such a creator would want to communicate with his creation. Mankind shows evidence of intelligence, kindness, justice, and many other unique characteristics. Since it is inconceivable that the Creator is inferior to His creation, it is inevitable that God would exhibit infinite intelligence, kindness, justice, etc. Therefore, some form of personal communication between the intelligent Creator and His intelligent creature should be expected. Otherwise, how could humans ever know what the Creator required of them? Furthermore, some form of revelation from the Creator would be essential in order to instruct mankind in certain areas such as, for example, God's character. While hints of God's essence, power, and wisdom can be gleaned from the vastness of the marvelous intricacies of the creation itself, a more concrete communication is needed to establish God's exact nature. Also, humankind needed to know about its ultimate origin. Without revelation from God to the contrary, humans might think they owe their origin to accidental forces of nature. The conclusion of modern-day evolutionary theories is evidence of this point. Furthermore, as man found himself adrift in a sea of evil, pain, and suffering, he would want to know why. Thus, man needed to understand the origin of evil. Man also needed to be informed about his purpose. Man, left to his own devices, never could understand the reason for his creation at the hand of an Almighty God. With no adequately defined role or goals, he would wander aimlessly from cradle to grave in a sea of uncertainty. And, of course, humans needed to understand their destiny. In the absence of divine revelation, people never could know with certainty anything about the existence of life beyond this one. They, therefore, might incorrectly conclude, as many have in every generation, that this life is all there is. The urgency of mankind having access to this knowledge is evidenced by the general despair of those who reject God's supernatural revelation.